Shlomo Aleichem to his friends, this year should be a special schus for Yaakov and Sarah Esther, Ziva Kogan Bekarov, and Chana Rezel, Basmirim Rivka, Zara Shokayama, Brim, Shlaimim, Varamach, Evrim, Shasikidem, and Leda Kala. Also for Rivka Esther, Vas Elio Peretz, Zivu Kogan Mehera, Shani Chana Mazamalka, Zivu Kogan Mehera, Shudim Peshadina, Zivu Kogan Mehera, and for Yosef Shanabas Nechagivo, Zivug Hagun Mehera. It says in Masechet Sofrim, we're going to be basing this year on the Sefer HaRei Kedem, in Simen Reish Tes Vav. It says in Masechet Sofrim, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Gimel, Rus Vishir Ashirim, Be'echo V'Megillas Esther, Sarach Levarech, Al Mikra Megillah, Vafa Bishik Suvi Bein Aksuvim. That Rus, Shir Ashirim, Eichon, Megillas Esther, you have to make a bracha. Even if the Megillah is not independent, but it's written together with other Sfarim. So we see that the obligation to make a bracha for Megillah and other Megillahs, Megillas Esther and other Megillahs, is the same. And you make the same bracha that you make on other Megillahs. And this is brought in Hagos Memoni, Perikim Bechos Tanios, Os Beis, and so writes the Gran, Orechaim, Tav Tzadi, Os Tes. So we see from here the Megillas Esther, the Kriya is Kriyas Haksuvim, and it's Mechayev Bracha, like all Kisvei HaKodesh. And with this, we can explain that, that it says in Shabbos, Chav Gimel Amad Aleph, and in Sukkah Amad Vav Amad Aleph, Shaklev Tarev the Gemara, how you make a Bracha of Vitzivanu on Ner Chanukah. When did God command us? And the answer is Lo Sasser, when he told us to listen to the rabbis. And we don't find that there's a Shaka Vitaria of the Gabi the Bracha of Mikra Megillah, even though Mikra Megillah is also Midivrayim. So why don't we say, hey, we're Hechan Sivanu? And that is because there the Bracha is coming on the Heftza of Torah that is in the Kriyas HaKsuvim, and not because of the Mitzvah Dirabbanan. When you're dealing with a mitzvah derabbanan, you have to say hechan vehechan tzivanu. But once you're dealing with a cheftza shel Torah of kriyas haksuvim, there you don't need to ask how you can say v'tzivanu. Cheftza of Torah, of course, Hashem commanded us. And similarly explained, the grach, that women make brachas of Torah, famously, even the l'shita semachaber, which says they don't make a bracha mitzvah man grama, they can't say v'tzivanu. The answer is Birchas HaTorah is not a bracha on Maisa Mitzvah, but on the Chefs of Torah, and that is enough to make a bracha. And we can prove this yisod, that Chovas Mikra Megillah is to read Kisvei HaKodesh from the Shita of the Yerushalmi, and not just a Maisa Mitzvah. In the Yerushalmi it says, Megillah Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet, that you don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, Mishum She'ein Korin B'Kisvei HaKodesh. You don't read Kisvei HaKodesh on Shabbos. And if it was not a Chovas, if Kriyas HaMegillah was not an obligation, the Torah's Kriyas K'suvim, then you couldn't answer it because of the Isser of Kriyas K'suvim. Because it's being written, it's being read, the Torah's Kiyum Mitzvasa, Torah's Kriyas K'suvim. As long as you're doing it out to Mitzvah, and not out to reading K'suvim, the Gzera was not to learn K'suvim on Shabbos, but not to be Mekayim a Mitzvah. So if the Geder of Kriyas HaMegillah was Alts Mitzvah, then it wouldn't be Asr, but it's only because it's Alts Ksuvim that it's Asr. So, on Shabbos. So, Ba'akorachach, it's Mavur from this, that the Etzem Chovas HaKriya is B'Torah's Kriyas Ksuvim. The Balaam Or, in the first paragraph of Megillah, asks, according to the Mandi Omer, that Megillah is read even Bizmana, you need 10 people. If that's the case, why does the Mishnah Megillah that enumerates the various things that require 10 and not mention Mikra Megillah? There's an opinion, according to the opinion, that Bismana requires 10, so you should have also mentioned Mikra Megillah. And he answers no. Even according to Rabbi Asi, who says you need 10, it's only the Hidr, but it's not the Ikuvah. The Ramban and the Mulchamas, famous Torah, says the Mishnah was only mentioning those things that are Chovas Tzibur, and not those things that are Chovas Yochid, not those obligations that devolve upon the individual. Even though their din kiyum is basara, Mikra Megillah is a chovas yachid. Yes, you're right, you need 10 people, but it's an obligation on every individual. But in the Mishnah, they're talking about chovas tzibur, an obligation to the community at large, and not on any specific individual. Nagavorcha, you see from here, not like they say in the name of Rav Chaim, that Kriyas, they say in the name of Rav Chaim, in other words, maybe Rav Chaim didn't really say, that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas Yachid, because it says there, Kriyas HaTorah, and since there we're talking about Chovas Tzibur's, so according to the Ramban, so then Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas Tzibur. However, look in the Chedushe HaRan, who writes, Fukas of Rabbeinu, Shatz Mipnei, Shizeu Tamil Shabab Asi, the Omar Ben Zmana Ben Shalob Zmana Basar, the Kosovar, the Bichlal Torah of Inavihu, the Enkoran Behem Pachos Measara, the Ein Ze Sarich Lefnim. So, Iran is answering the question of how come the Mishnah doesn't mention Kriyas HaMegillah, because he says it's included in what the Mishnah already said, that you read Torah with 10. So Mela, Kriyas HaMegillah is included in that. And he says that you don't even have to write it down, because you don't have to mention the Mishnah, it's already included. So this is Matim with Ar Yisod, that Chovas Mikra Megillah is Betoras Kriyas Suvim, and therefore it is under the rubric of Kriyas HaTorah, which requires 10 Mila, and Kriyas Megillah, which is Kriyas Suvim, also is going to require 10. However, look in Megillah and Yiches Amar Aleph, Haloei, says the Gemara, Shishama Ashuris Yatzef, if he heard it in Hebrew, he's Yotzei. I frick, the Gemara doesn't know what he's hearing. The answer is Gemara. No, it's like women in Amei Aretz, they also don't understand what they're listening to, but they're Yotze. In fact, Ravina, wait a second. We don't even understand Achashvanim Bnei Ramachim. Even we, Tamei Racham don't understand Achashvanim Bnei Ramachim. Rather, what's Kriyas HaMegillah? Mitzvah Kriya Pesumei Nisa. That's the whole onion of Kriyas HaMegillah. You read it, you're referencing the next, and you don't have to understand it. So besides the mitzvahs kriya that we have in Mikra Megillah, there's a nachakiyum called mitzvahs persume nisa. So this is like a dream for a brisker, that the Gemara already categorizes Megillah as having two separate chiyuvim, there's mitzvahs kriya, and then there is persume nisa. So it would seem that that's why we make two brachas. HaMikra Megillah is for the kiyum of kriyas ksuvim, and she'asen nisim is for the mitzvah of persume nisa. We can have a suffix, according to what we said, if somebody doesn't have a Megillah, if he has to go and beg door to door in order to rent or buy a Megillah, just like in Erech Chanukah, Dalet Kosos, that other things that Yisod Chiyuvim is Bishum Persumei Nisa. Or maybe no. Maybe the Ikar Chiyuv is Betaretz Kriyas Suvim. And since that's the Ikar Chovah, there's no Chiyuv to be Mechazer Al HaPsachim. So it's a shiny suffix. In the Gemara and your test on the days, it says that if you read Megillah, that's ksuva bena ksuvim, that's written amongst other canonical texts. But tzibur, you're not yotze. And the yachid, you are yotze. So we have to understand why you're not yotze but tzibur. Yachid, yes, and tzibur, no. Why not? Look in the Tureyev. So it seems that in the tzibur, since there is a kiyum of kriyas ksuvim, the tzibur, and he is reading in Megillah Ksuvim and Aksuvim, there is no heker of Pirsumei Nisa, and therefore he's not Yotze. But if it's a Stam Megillah, then there is a heker, and he is Yotze. Because the vort of reading B'tzibur is Pirsumei Nisa. And if it's Ksuvim and Aksuvim, where is the Pirsumei Nisa? If it's a regular Megillah, there is a hacker. And there is Persumei Nisa. And so it writes, a Heiliga, Heiliga, Sfas Emes. And look in Tosus on Heyamad Aleph and Dibra Maskel Hava Uvda, that they have a Shaka Vitaria there, the Maskana that a Yachid also reads. Does he make a bracha? Does he not make a bracha? We have to understand, what's the Makom HaSafik? There's a Kiyum of Megillah, even Biyachid, why shouldn't he make a bracha? So based on what we said, we can say that since Biyachid, he's lacking the kiyum of Kriyas Ksuvim Barabim, even though there is a mitzvah of Kriyas Ksuvim, nevertheless, maybe on this lesser kiyum, there's not a takanas bracha, because the whole takanas bracha is because of Kriyas Ksuvim Barabim. And the maskana tells us holds that even on a din of kriya biyachid you make a bracha, because maybe there was mischadesh on the din of kriyas ksuvim, kriyas hamagila biyachid as well. There is not only a din of kriyas ksuvim be rabim. There's also a din of Kriyas Ksuvim B'Yachid, and therefore it is enough to warrant a bracha. Because we saw before in the Maseches Sofrim that you are making a bracha, and we said that the bracha is on Kriyas Ksuvim, and we're understanding that the gather of Kriyas Ksuvim is dafik Kriyas Ksuvim B'Tzibur. Maybe B'Yachid it's a much weaker obligation because it's not B'Rabim, and there it is, there's no B'Sinis B'Yachid the same way that there is B'Rabim. And then no, self called self, there's also B'Yachid a bracha, Yachid also has Hashivas V'chule. In the sheet of the Bahag, famous, that women are chayiv only in Shmiya and not in Kriya. What's the pshat? So based on what we said, we could say that the explanation is that women are only chayiv b'din persumei nisa, because afein hoi b'os v'aneis b'din kriya shal ksuvim their pater. And this chayiv is also b'din v'chobas Talmud Torah. Women are pater from Talmud Torah, women are pater from kriya ksuvim, and therefore they're only chayiv to the Shmiya als persumei nisa, but not the Kriya, which is als Talmud Torah. And then you can say that Kriya is also Pursum Enisa. In the Smagnach, Megillah writes that women are not motzi men, Kriya Samagillah, because Mikra Megillah is like Kriya Satorah, and therefore she is not motzi a man. The Mikra Megillah is Kriya Satorah, but the Chen Eina motzi as a ish, at Kan Lashon Smag. In the Shulchan Aruch and Semitav for Yitzadis, if Gimel, he writes that you have to read the entire Megillah mitoch haksav, and if the sofer skipped some letters until half of the letters of the Megillah, words, skip some words until half of the words of the Megillah, b'di'eved your yotze, if you read them b'al peh. Agav, the Ramah there writes that if he wasn't mashmin in Inyan Shalem, but if he was mashmin in Inyan Shalem, then it's no good. And Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was very machmir. He said, we don't know what's called an Inyan Shalem and what's not. So better have a Megillah where all the words are written. The Griz brought an interesting raya that Kriyas HaMegillah is not a Kiyum B'Torah's Kriyas Ksuvim, because here he didn't read it Mitoch HaKsav. He's reading a lot of it Bal Peh. And yet you're still Yotze. So you see Lehedya, that it's a Din Kriya B'Fnei Atzmo B'Torah's Pirsume Nisa. So at the end of this Simon Breish Tesvav, the Raya of the Griz is rejected. You can be Ma'ayin Sham, and we should all be Zochim, it's Hashem. Lo Modu Lamed, Lishmo Velasis, and the Kaim Skol Dibri Samu Tarasu Vyahavo, Amen, Vyamen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.